This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The theft of a small airplane is leading to renewed calls for more airport security. This case does not involve big commercial airports, but rather the general aviation airports that dot the country. Their critics say they lack the kind of security that surrounds the big airports, as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Authorities say 20-year-old Philippe Patricio, who had just a few hours of flight training, stole a four-seat Cessna 172 from Danbury, Connecticut Airport in the middle of the night last week. They say he took off with two friends and a lot of beer, got lost, but eventually landed safely just before dawn at a darkened airport in Westchester County, New York. Security officials approached the plane as empty beer cans tumbled out, then arrested Patricio, who allegedly had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit for driving.
This plane flew around for 3 hours. 3 hours with no one aware of it. That's incredible to me.
That's Rudy Marconi, first selectman of Ridgefield, Connecticut, which abuts the Danbury Airport. Marconi says this should raise the alarm about lax security at the nation's general aviation airports.
Terrorists could have gone in, loaded that plane with explosive, and made it a bomb. I'm absolutely amazed, given what we've been through as a country and the hundreds and millions of dollars being spent on security, that it was as lax as it was at this facility.
Marconi is not the only one concerned about the Danbury Airport, about 50 miles north of New York City. Strat Sherman heads the Danbury Airport Neighbors Association, which compiled a list of concerns about the airport after the 9/11 attacks, including gates left unlocked, a low perimeter fence, and no security personnel at night when Patricio allegedly stole the plane.
We made reference to the close proximity of this airport to New York City, the closer proximity of this airport to the Indian Point nuclear plant, and security at Danbury Airport is essentially non-existent.
Danbury city officials who run the airport, including Mayor Mark Boughton, disagree.
Our airport is secure, and even though somebody stole an airplane, our airport follows all of the protocol and procedures that are put in place by the FAA.
In fact, small airports like Danbury are subject to relatively few federal security regulations, unlike large commercial airports. Mayor Boughton says the airport's perimeter fence was reinforced after 9/11, but he acknowledges that federal rules are not designed to keep out a determined troublemaker.
Our fence line is designed to stop people from inadvertently walking onto the airfield. It's not designed for a deliberate attempt to get into the airfield. Now, you could have a more global discussion about, are the requirements for the FAA stringent enough? And I think that's really where you're going to get into the rub of, well, should we stop people from flying or stop people from having access to their planes?
Questions like those concern Jeff Myers with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Myers points out only 11 private planes were stolen last year. But he says to make the nation's small airports absolutely secure would cost billions of dollars and jeopardize the nation's freedom of movement. And he says fears about the theft of one small Cessna are exaggerated.
A small airplane like the one involved on Wednesday night has never been used in an act of terror, ever. Why? This airplane, fully loaded, weighs much less than an empty Honda Civic. So it is simply not a weapon of choice of the terrorists.
David Heyman, a Homeland Security expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, agrees. But Heyman points out there are 19,000 general aviation facilities in the U.S., from tiny grass strips to much larger airports that house everything from those little Cessnas to more dangerous helicopters and large corporate jets, which could be vulnerable to terrorists.
The federal government has not looked at what's the threat and vulnerability to general aviation in a 9/11 type attack. I'd like to see going forward a stronger national effort and assess what the risks are and take some security precautions as needed.
Connecticut Governor Jody Rell has ordered a security assessment at 130 airports across her state. For his unscheduled flight, Philippe Patricio was charged with criminal possession of stolen property and reckless endangerment. His lawyer wouldn't discuss the case, saying only Patricio is pleading not guilty. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.